know, JD Era? How'd you know? You know?
So, until next week, check us out online, Facebook, of course, Black Rap BL.
Tell the people what you're here for.
We got to stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify.
An oppressed person will fight back.
Radio Basics.
And there's always a message involved.
Which side are you on, boy? Which side are you on, my daughter? See, I gotta draw a line, I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffins, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The U.S. government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers.
What's good, Toronto? This is Radio Basics. We're here on Toronto's best community radio station, CHRY 105.5. Radio Basics, we're back for another week. That song that I sampled there was Rebel Diaz. We're going to be talking about them a little bit later in the show because they've got a community organization up here in Toronto, Barrio Nuevo, representing the Latino community and the working class up here. They're going to be bringing them up to do a fundraiser for Chile and for the earthquake that happened recently. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Before that, we got a feature interview with Paul Canhart from the Ontario Electricity Coalition. We're going to be talking about the government, the provincial government of Dalton McGuinty and their plans to privatize and how they've been privatizing energy in Ontario and the implications of that for working class people, for small businesses, for the majority of people and what that's going to mean. And prior to that, to kick off our show, we're going to be talking with another youth activist from the Esplanade Community Organization. A couple weeks ago, we spoke with Daniel about police brutality in Esplanade and how it's been escalating in response to organizing in the community, specifically in relation to organizing around housing, police brutality, how the police have been responding to that. We spoke with Daniel a couple weeks ago about the intensification of police harassment in that community, and we got a fresh attacks in the community from the police on the Esplanade community organization. So this week, we got Solomon Miobuke on the line with us. Solomon, how are you tonight, brother?
Not bad, not bad. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on the radio show with us.
Not a problem, man.
So for our listeners, they can check out our show from two weeks ago to get a sense of the you know what was going on in Esplanade, what you guys have been doing. Just give our audience for now like a brief kind of rundown on what's the Esplanade Community Group all about?
Well, the Esplanade Community Group, we're a bunch of students right now, working students for the most part, that put together a few mandates that we were planning on working on, around some of them being around housing, police brutality, as well as working with the workers that we are in tri-day unions and better jobs for our community.
Mm-hmm. So in response, I understand that in response to some of the organizing that y'all been doing, the police haven't been taking well to it, to say the least, right?
Not at all.
So what kind of harassment have y'all faced by the police in Esplanade?
Well, recently we had one youth get beat up twice in 1 week. So we called a forum together where we had a meeting with the community. We had about 50 or 60 people come out, and it was just over at our local rec center. And meeting went well. We had a lot of people. Well, as of now, we have a meeting. We have a follow-up meeting going on this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. After our meeting, we went to go book the space for our following meeting, and the community center had told us that we're no longer allowed to use the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so our guess is that it's the police that have written into them or sent complaints. The police have actually gone after our supporters and some of our endorsers. They called USCW or emailed them and sent them off with a little bit of a harsh message, mm-hmm. telling them that they weren't too happy with the imagery in our posters. When in all reality, the stuff that we put out is not in any violation of anyone's human rights. We didn't bash the police, you know what I mean? The image was strong. It was There's a big officer holding a.
This is your poster for the. This is your. This is your poster for the event you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and in quotations it said, "Yeah, the race remain black and blue," and for many of us out here, this is reality. You know what I mean? And I think many people think that we're shit disturbers, to say the least, right? When we're out here trying to make things better for the youth out on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Now, for example, talk about some of the community organizing you've done to improve the situation in the community. What sort of stuff have y'all been doing?
Well, right now we're working on a police watch program, mm-hmm. Which will include myself and a few of my other members, mm-hmm. Where the kids out here, for the most part, have our phone numbers, and if ever they're harassed by a cop, as of now, like, it's on call, so they give us a call, and if we're in the neighborhood, we come out and we just ensure that these kids are not being brutalized.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry.
Yeah, please go on. Yeah.
So yeah, and aside from that, we hold movie nights, as we spoke on briefly at the last interview. Mm-hmm. As of now, we're just trying to keep the kids busy and educate them at the same time.
And beyond police brutality, I understand that you have a campaign around housing and the right to housing.
Yes. Well, we're working. We still haven't got anything initially moving, but we're working right now to get a few committees set up that will take on issues of back repairs as well as increases in rent. Mm-hmm. Recently we had an elderly gentleman who was on disability, and he came to us and he was talking to us about his rent just went up $100 this year.
Wow.
And he talks about how he can't pay that, right? So but right now we're spread pretty thin, so what we're trying to do is get the community active and so that amongst themselves take on some of these tasks.
No doubt. And I mean, just to summarize, clearly, like, the cops, they see you coming, and from what you're telling us is that the police have begun harassing your supporters and people who have made your work possible or been helping you along with that work. So they've contacted some of your union supporters. They've clearly said something to the community center to, you know, prevent them from allowing you to use their center again.
Exactly.
I mean, Basics has, I know when we were working very closely with the Justice for Ahwi campaign a couple years ago, and as we continue to do, I know the Region Park Community Center South and their manager, Lucky Booth, prevented Basics and Justice for Ahwi from being able to use the community center to hold an event around the issue of, you know, the police murder of Ahwi El Nadir. So clearly, like, the community center, which is supposed to be a place for the community, is not serving that role when it actually comes to issues that really matter to the community.
No doubt. The community center, you deal with a lot of bureaucracy, right? They tell you, at our current rec center, we have no programs. Our programs are going to shit. And
you have to watch your language over there, just to let you know.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Okay, no problem.
Our rec center has next to no programs, and they're extremely expensive, right?
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of empty space as it stands right now. You can go to the center any day of the week, and there's at least two or three empty rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
when I'm sure that people want to be using those rooms, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and now that we're utilizing these rooms, they're pushing us out, right? Mm-hmm. And these are programs that we're doing pro bono. Like, the rec center is not paying for any of this.
Yeah.
All of this comes out of our own pockets, and it serves our communities, right?
And y'all don't have $100,000 grants to do what you're doing, right?
Not at all. We're broke.
You're doing it out of the love of the people.
No. For sure.
Well, Salim Mayabuki, man. How do you pronounce your last name, brother? I don't want to get that wrong again.
Mayabuki,
man. Thanks for being on the line with us. We'll direct people to the website so they can learn more about the Esplanade Community Group. All power to your group, man. All power to the people.
Thanks for having me. Proud of the people.
All right, brother.
Bye.
That was Salomon Mayabuki from the Esplanade Community Group talking about police harassment in the community against the work that they've been doing. So moving on our show, we're going to be playing that track from Rebel Diaz. The track is which side on you on. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, Rebel Diaz is going to be in Toronto on March 26th. We're going to bring him here from Barrio Nuevo Community Organization is going to be bringing him up. So check out this track. And when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to have Paul Canard from the Ontario Electricity Coalition on the line. Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5.
See, I gotta draw a line, I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffins, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The US government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers. Stuck on stupid bumping music that's abusive to the shorties. And the nonsense that you're spitting, they just listen and absorb it. I've been dormant, I've been working. I'm a giant, I'm ready. I'm with the Apo in Oaxaca and we hold the machetes. I rock hard like Palestinian children holding slingshots. I'm with every single kid that's down for hip-hop. For the culture, the life, what it really stands for. This music is resistance, it's the voice of the poor. I'm on the side of the workers, the teachers, and lunch ladies. On the streets with brown mommies, raising our brown babies. I'm with youth organizers, cleaning up the Bronx River. I'm like Jaime Escalante when I stand and deliver. I'm with Evo Morales, man, he running Bolivia. Distribution of the land so we can all live bigger. I'm with Hugo and Fidel, Grandmaster and Melly Mel. I'm with the Panthers up in Queens, justice for Sean Bell. I'm with Camacho Negron, I'm with Ojeda Rios. Freedom for Oscar López, time to get in the field. I'm with a Blue Jamal, I'm with a Sada Shakur. I'm with the compas in the mall, can he getting a penny more? Tomorrow.
Greetings, Toronto. This is Radio Basics on CHLY 105.5. We're back. And next up for our feature interview for the show, we're going to be talking with Paul Canard from the Ontario Electricity Coalition about the implications of the privatization or the pending privatization of energy in Ontario, what that's going to mean for regular users, working class people, small businesses. Paul Canard has worked for Toronto Hydro for over 30 years. He's been active in the QP Local 1. And most importantly, he's a spokesperson for the Ontario Electricity Coalition. Paul, thank you for being on the line with us.
Oh, Steve, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So, I mean, this issue really confuses me. I don't really know where to begin. But essentially, to simplify things for our listeners, how exactly is energy in Ontario distributed? Where do people get their energy from?
Well, you get it from a variety of sources. You get it from water, power, like, such as Niagara Falls. You get it from nuclear power, such as Pickering. You get it from coal, such as Nanticoke. And from a variety of smaller sources now, you're getting gas-fired plants coming around. And for 100 years, just about 100 years, you had that at cost. And one of the questions, I mean, I've been writing about this and talking about this for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And the question we asked in 1996 was, when all this deregulation and Enron started out, we asked the question, at that time, they were promising that deregulation and privatization and competition would bring lower rates.
That was the Mike Harris government, right?
That was the Mike Harris government. And mm-hmm. so they did a lot of nasty things. Mm-hmm. But so at that time, I asked the question, how do you get lower hydro rates when you're adding in profits to generators, profits to distributors, profits to retailers, which are knocking on your door now, driving people crazy, dividends to investors and commissions to commodities brokers and smart meter charges and all these other charges? And that's a question they've never been able to answer. And the answer is, it's impossible.
So basically, just to break things down, you have the cost of the production and distribution of the energy.
Yep.
And then when you put it into the private market, you then have those, as we know, billions of dollars of profits that need to be accounted for in the price that we pay for as consumers.
That's right. And so what's been added in is all these profits, and it's been held back. And the problem for the government, for the Eves government and for the McGuinty government, who, by the way, voted to privatize and deregulate electricity in 1996, and that was Bill 35 for the history buffs. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, even though McGuinty promised public power on September the 5th, 2003, he did not repeal any of the Harris legislation regarding deregulation and privatization. Mm-hmm. And he claims that we're a hybrid system, a combination of public and private. And you saw on the Star today, people are, you know, as I was starting to say, the problem for the government was, how do we introduce profits and not have the people, rebel? And today, you know, we've been waiting. We know that people pay attention to two things. You know, hydro's not a very attractive issue compared to, healthcare and education, and people pay attention to two things. One thing they pay attention to is when they have their bill in front of their face, and the other time is when the lights are out. But most of the time, people don't pay too much attention to it. Well, they are now, and that's because of the smart meters and time
smart
of use
meters.
Pricing.
What are these all about? How do they have to do with privatization?
Well, to put it mildly, they are the funnel which funnels profits into the free market. Now, most people don't realize that Enron and their friends sat on the Market Design Committee here in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Now, that the retail market was closed in 2002 November because when they opened the market in the spring, prices skyrocketed and Eves had to close the market because politicians of every stripe hadn't had this many calls on an issue in decades. Mm-hmm. And so, now, McGuinty's solution to this problem, how do we raise rates, is smart meters. Now, they put smart meters all over the province, but they've been very smart about it. They didn't turn them all on. They didn't turn the time of use function all on at once. They've turned it on for residential people here and there, a few thousand at a time. Now, they promised everyone, if you Google smart meters will save you money, you will get 453,000 hits. People have been told over and over and over again that smart meters will save you money. They won't. It's a cover. It's just a cover for a massive rate increase.
Yeah, so I know. So historically, I mean, for the last 100 years, we've been paying about 4.3 cents per kilowatt hour.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. And now with the smart meters, I see the advertisements on the side of the TTC buses.
Yep.
We're going to be paying 5 to 7 to like
9.4.
Up to 9 cents.
Yeah, 9.4 cents. And it may not sound a lot, but people need to realize that even one-tenth of a cent is hundreds of millions of dollars. And so what these smart meters have done is they've created a lot of room for private profits. And, you know, small business in particular is going to get creamed because they don't have an opportunity. I mean, they have to open their business during the day. They can't open their business at night. And so, if you go from 5.5 to 9.4 cents a kilowatt hour for 10 hours a day, That's about a 70%. It's a 70.9% increase in the rate of hydro. And small business, which creates 3 out of every 5 jobs, I think is the quote, is going to get creamed.
It's going to get hammered. Yeah.
Now, people in business might think that they want private power and competition, all that stuff. But if they really look at it closely, they won't. It's, back in history, 1906, it was the business people who backed Sir Adam Beck, a conservative, a Tory, who brought in public power because people were sick and tired of getting gouged. And at that time, power was 8 cents a kilowatt hour. It went into public hands, and the price dropped to 4 cents a kilowatt hour and stayed there for about 100 years. So price isn't everything.
Mm-hmm.
Price is not everything. The number one reason we have to keep our utilities, and especially our municipal utilities like Toronto Hydro Public, is the environment. I mean, people are all coming to terms, some people quicker than others, that the planet's in big trouble.
Yeah. So I understand that, for example, the way they've introduced these smart meters is under the banner of conservation. So they're greenwashing, as you say, basically what's a huge profit grab. But how is deregulation and the introduction of energy into the private market, where investors who need to make maximum profits are going to now have control of the energy industry, how does that forestall or prevent an environmentally friendly or an ecologically sound approach to energy production and distribution?
Well, private companies have a fiduciary duty. That means they are legally responsible for their investors. They are legally required to look after their investors. That means profits are number one, and environment is way down the list.
Mm-hmm.
And profit is number one. They're legally required to represent the best interests of their investors. And so it's counterproductive. And if you want to implement things like retrofitting and green power and conservation, which is is 10 times cheaper to do than new supply,
mm-hmm.
you need your municipal utility. This is where the rubber hits the road. These are where these things are implemented. And private companies will not have much incentive to do that, because if you sell less power, you're going to make less profit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a huge issue for people, and it's hard to understand. We should talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about Ontario Hydro, the Hydro One and Ontario Power Generation. Now, Mr. Mm-hmm. McGuinty is musing about selling them.
Yeah, this is the question I wanted to ask, is how exactly are they carrying for this privatization agenda? Like, what does that actually mean?
Well, on September the 5th, 2003, Mr. McGuinty said, and I quote, "Deregulation and privatization hasn't worked, and we can't go back there. I've drawn a lesson from that. Number one, we've got to keep hydro public." So they stole the main campaign plank from the NDP and promised public power on that day. Then they were elected, and then they claimed we have a hybrid system. Well, there's no such thing as a hybrid system. Every other jurisdiction in the world considers Ontario a deregulated market jurisdiction. Now, that market is hidden from people. The Ontario Energy Board trues up that market twice a year, and this is how smart meters are going to help them true it up. Another issue is, I'm jumping all over the place, but they're building these peaking gas plants, these public-private partnerships all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And these gas plants, which are, private profits involved there, are going to be selling electricity at 9.4 cents a kilowatt hour and making a fortune. So the people that are living close to these gas plants which are being constructed, they're fighting it. But it really affects everybody in Ontario, because you're going to be paying these huge profits.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask another question. I know a lot of people, my own family has had energy companies come to their door and try to convince them to going to gas, natural gas, in order to shift the usage of their energy in the home. What does that have to do with privatization? How come we're being solicited by companies?
You got private gas companies and private electricity companies, and both coming to your door demanding to see your bills. Whatever you do, don't let these people in your home. Don't let them see your bill, your hydro or your gas bill. If they get that number, you'll find yourself signed up to a, maybe a 5-year contract. And, you know, I can tell you a story. My mother-in-law, 83 years old, I wasn't home, and an electricity seller came to the door and sold her a contract. She's not even the owner of the house. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I know how to deal with the OEB, and I had a hell of a time in getting out of the contract. She doesn't even own the house. And what happens sometimes with these energy sellers, sometimes the daughter signs, the husband signs a different contract, the wife signs. So who owns the contract for the house? It's an absolute nightmare for people. And they're very aggressive, and a lot of them are very, very dishonest, and they prey on people because they get paid something like $15 or $20 every time they get a signature or hydro number or a gas number. So do not let these people in your house. Do not give them any information.
So how is it that, is this part of the privatization movement?
Yes, it is. These are retailers.
Yeah.
These are retailers. This is what happened in California. And they're making bets that they can make, you know, they sign you to a long-term contract for a price that's a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking to make money on it. A lot of money.
But whose energy are they selling? And where's that energy coming from?
How
did they
get into that market? Question.
How did that market, how did they get into that market in the first place?
Well, that was set up by the Ontario Energy Board. Even though the retail market is closed, they've still got these energy companies out here selling phony contracts. And again, smart meters and the lean towards privatization of power in the province of Ontario is greatly assisting these people.
Okay. Now, I understand another front on the privatization assault by the provincial government, by the Liberal government, is in the form of the reconstruction of new energy production over the next 20 years. I know that Dalton McGuinty came out with, a $60 billion plan?
It's the IPSP. It's the Integrated Power System Plan. It's a $60 billion plan that was... It's bigger than all new spending on health care and education combined, and in the election of 2007, there was no discussion on it at all. And hidden away in there, and hidden away in that, I think I just got it right here, as a matter of fact. It makes the same promise. So I got a little excerpt from the from the IPSP, and it says, the IPSP will help facilitate evolution of Ontario's electricity sector towards a workably competitive market. And by increasing supply of service, this will lead to increased competition among suppliers and lower costs. This is exactly the same promise made by the Harris Tories that a competitive electricity market will lead to lower prices. And that's right. It's like a 3,000-page document, and that's hidden in about, I don't know, 2,000 pages, so we found it. So, you know, they haven't changed their plans at all. The Liberals, even though they promised public power, they're still privatizing by stealth, and people are going to find out about it because they're starting to get their bills. They're starting to get their, you know, smart meters are the mechanism for private power pricing.
Okay. And by the time people are, if that assault is accepted and people begin paying 9 cents a kilowatt hour for energy, it'll probably be that much easier to introduce the private,
We already have. We've got the Bruce, which has been leased to a private consortium, about 8 or 9 years ago. They're making a fortune. And in that case, you know, they privatized the profits, but they kept public the debt, the risks, and the pollution. You see that stranded debt on your hydro bill, and you're paying that debt, and the company is not.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they leave... you know, in 15 or 20 years, whatever, then we have to pay the billions of dollars to decommission and clean up that thing. It's a terrible deal for the people of Ontario.
I see. So socialize the losses and the debts, but privatize the profits.
That's what they've been doing. Look at that. That's exactly what happened with the 407.
Yeah.
And, you know, they privatized the profits, but we're still paying the debt on that. And it was sold for something like $3 billion. Now it's worth 20.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... It
sounds like the Olympics. It sounds like the financial crisis over the last couple of years.
They always privatize the profits and they keep the debt, the risks, and the pollution. And people have to say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people don't know. I mean, most people in Ontario would never accept water privatization, right?
Yeah.
They would never accept it. Well, hydro privatization is much worse than water privatization. You can't store or stockpile electricity, and there's really no public alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that under McGuinty's Bill 100 back in 2004, Ontario Power Generation has been forbidden from getting into green power. All new power, you've seen the deal with Samsung for multiple billions of dollars. Why can't we get our people to do them here? Mm-hmm. Why are we giving billions of dollars away to foreign transnationals? We have a lot of out-of-work auto workers, machinists, millwrights, all kinds of tradespeople who could very quickly be put to work building the wind turbines, solar panels, biogas units, all kinds of stuff we could be doing here in Ontario and putting people to work. Mm-hmm. It's huge topic.
This raises a lot of questions, right? And it could really lead us down the path of many different conversations. One among them being, clearly most Canadians, most Ontarians, if you just explained what exactly, the logic of your argument here, for instance, that, the deregulation and privatization is not going to lead to cheaper energy. It's absolutely impossible.
And if you look at the record around the world, the news service IPS just reported in Europe, about 2,000 public utilities are now going back, and that were privatized, are going back into government hands. And anyways, I can read you a quote from the mayor of Otterbourne. He said, "The selling of municipal utilities to private companies, which only obeys the shareholders' interest, has proven to be a mistake. And all of these, 2,000 licenses, municipal utilities are going back into public hands." If privatization was the answer, we wouldn't need governments, right? Mm-hmm. It's not in the public interest. And these, where are the demands for privatization coming from? There are no public demonstrations at your local city hall demanding that your local utility be privatized.
Yeah.
It's
so. Where are the demands coming from? This is
you got people like Goldman Sachs, who is doing the blueprint for the McGuinty government.
There you go. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And it was Goldman Sachs who was involved with the asset-backed financial securities in the States caused the collapse there. And Goldman Sachs is involved in Europe hiding debt. Hiding debt is exactly what Enron used to do. And now Goldman Sachs is going to come up with a blueprint to privatize and profit from our public assets. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
I understand CIBC is also involved in that.
That's right. CIBC is involved with a scandal out in BC with BC Rail. So, all around the world, even in New Zealand, they bought back the rail and ferry service. Privatization does not work. It's not the answer to our problems.
And as you pointed out, even where privatization does get rammed through, the state ends up continuing to regulate and carry out the costs and pick up the burden of debts that, if it's truly a privatized economy, that the private forces should have picked up themselves, right? They bear none of the risks, right?
Well, you've got politicians, for example, Rocco Rossi running for mayor in Toronto, and he says, it doesn't matter who owns hydro because it's regulated. Well, saying it's regulated while the government continues to deregulate is, duplicitous.
Yeah.
And private companies are very good. They hire lobbyists at millions of dollars, and they pressure the government to change regulations where they get favorable regulations and rules and make lots of money. So it's very simple. It's very simple. If you have public investment, you're going to have public payoff. If you have private investment, you're going to have private payoff. There isn't a shred of evidence anywhere in the world that adding in private profits to non-profit public services is cheaper, more efficient. Not a shred of evidence anywhere.
So let's move on to the question of what is to be done. Recognizing the forces that the working class people, all the majority of users who can't afford, to have their bills doubled in the coming months and years. What do we have to do, considering the forces we're up against? Sounds like it's finance capital here that is pushing this project. It's going to benefit massively, the private energy distributors, those who want to, put their capital seeking investment into this area. What do we have to do?
Well, we have to speak up. Yeah. And when you get your hydro bill, call your councillor, call your MPP, especially if it's a Liberal MPP, because they're the ones that have been backing us all the way along and misleading people. As again, I said, if you Google smart meters will save you money, you get 453,000 hits. They were promised again that it would save you money, and it's not going to. And people's bills are going to be going up 10 to 60% very shortly. And so what they have to speak up. like they did when they opened the market in 2002. People spoke up by the thousands. They spoke to their municipal, their provincial, and even their federal representatives, got an earful. And especially small business. I mean, there's a reason why. I mean, if smart meters were such a great thing for conservation, why wouldn't you turn them all on at once? They're only turning them on for residential right now, not too many businesses. They're not turning them on for example, convenience store owners, because they have refrigeration units. You can't turn your refrigerator off for 10 hours a day, right? And so they're only turning them on for different people, and they're being very smart about it, reducing, the blowback that they're going to get from doing this.
But I would bet that them turning it on is probably geographically dispersed as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But by this summer, they'll all be turned on, and so it's going to make for a very interesting year. We know we're the folks that stopped the sale of Hydro One in court back in 2002 in the spring, because they didn't have the right to sell it, and of course they went back and passed a law that gave them the right to do so. But public opinion, we did polling in Ottawa, Windsor, and Thunder Bay, and 83% of the people thought that public would do a better job, would be less expensive, and 85% of the people thought that a public system would be much better for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good numbers.
Sounds like that's a mandate to continue your work.
Well, it is, and we're getting going again. You can get in touch with us, or we're just getting our website up and running again. It's www.electricitycoalition.ca. And you'll get some information there, and that website's being built. And we're going to be taking advantage of some of the opportunities when people are paying attention now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, you know, we're Media for the People, Basics for Community Newsletter and Radio Basics, and we hope to have some of your articles and other contributions that you guys are making in our paper. We want to let people know what's happening, because this is a terrible assault on the majority of Ontarians.
Well, you know, again, it's really simple. Public power benefits way over 99% of the people, including business. Private power benefits less than 1% of the people, and those are the people who own private power plants. It's real simple. Anyways, thank you very much,
Paul.
Steve,
thank you so much for being on the line with us.
And I'm writing a smart meter piece now, because it is complicated, so I'll get it to you, Steve.
Great, we look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thanks.
That was Paul Kannard from the Ontario Electricity Coalition, and you can check out their website at electricitycoalition.ca. This is Radio Basics on CHRY 105.5. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back. Radio Basics, we're back here on CHRY 105.5. I got a couple tracks coming up for y'all from South Bronx Latino hip-hop group, hails from Chile, Rebel Diaz. This group is going to be up in Toronto on March 26th. I'll fill you in on some more of the details about that a little bit later. They're going to be doing a benefit show for the earthquake in Chile, benefiting grassroots organizations. Details forthcoming. Check out this track. It's called Otro Guerrillero. If my Spanish is all right, Rebel Diaz, check it out.
Yeah. Rockstars. La tele. Los guerrilleros mueren, pero nunca vivo de rodillas. Se acerca la muerte, viene siempre. Si uno es pobre o es rebelde, no sé cómo escapar. Otro guerrillero, más pobreza, más violencia. Esas son las consecuencias, no sé dónde va a parar. Otro guerrillero,
rebelde, me he parado y me he puesto a pensar. Pensamiento de protesta desde el lago al mar. Este pueblo está en la lucha, nos quieren disparar. En la cárcel encerrado como en Alcatraz. Yo que no te quiero, un día nos veremos. Si tú un paco cobarde y entregaste al pueblo. Los años los 80 se peleó por Chicago. Siempre en la lucha con el compañero Harold.
Se acerca la muerte, viene siempre. Si uno es pobre o es rebelde, no sé cómo escapar. Otro guerrillero, más pobreza, más violencia. Esas son las consecuencias, no sé dónde va a parar.
Otra guerrillera.
Sube tu bandera al alto, vamos a representar un gobierno ultrajando nuestra inocencia. sé, no sé cómo escapar. Otro guerrillero. Más pobreza, más violencia. Esas son las consecuencias. No sé dónde va a parar. Otro guerrillero más.
They reside in the streets of the shack. Guerrillero tan presente every day of my life. Paletero, jardinero, el que vende el piragua. Sandinista, guerrillero, tan en Nicaragua. Farabundo, Martín, Miguel, Enrique, Simón, Bolívar. Guevara en la montaña, he got killed in Bolivia. Fernet en UBP, ML, MX. Zapatistas in the jungle, holding text for respect.
Apúrate, apúrate.
Rush, rush.
Apúrate, apúrate.
Rush, rush.
Apúrate, apúrate.
Rush, rush.
Apúrate, apúrate.
Rush, rush.
Se acerca la muerte, viene siempre. Si uno es pobre o es rebelde, no sé cómo escapar. Otro guerrillero. Más pobreza, más violencia. Esas son las consecuencias. No sé dónde va a parar. Otro guerrillero más.
Radio Basic, CHOY 105.5. We're back. That was Otro Guerrillero from Rebel Diaz, representing the South Bronx revolutionary hip-hop group, Chilanos. And they're going to be up here in Toronto in a couple weeks, man. You should really check them out. They're going to be at Vida Lounge on 1345 St. Clair Avenue West at Lansdowne. It's a $10 cover. The show starts at 9 p.m. That's Friday, March 26th. Rebel Diaz, and they're going to be performing with local artist La Bamba, who will be with the Amazonica Sound Force, Unknown Misery. We played some of his music. Actually, you know what? We'll hit you up with a track of Unknown Misery tonight, representing some local talent, you know. And DJ Aleman will be the artist for the night. And the show on March 26th is a fundraiser being organized by Barrio Nuevo, a Toronto-based Latino working-class organization. The fundraiser called the Street Support Chile Hip Hop for Earthquake Survivors will go to benefit grassroots organizations, reconstruction projects, and, you know, actually benefiting people, controlled by the people, for the people, by the people, not some transnational corporation looking to speculate on people's misery, you know, as is happening in Haiti right now. These big so-called donors conferences, one that happened in Montreal a couple months ago, so that capitalism, transnational capital, could get together and speculate on how many sweatshops they were going to build in order to, you know, capitalize on the misery of Haitian people. The earthquake that happened in Chile, we saw similar things happen after the earthquake in Haiti, in terms of the military exercising complete control, or trying to exercise complete control over a desperate population. There has been a military curfew in the regions affected by the earthquake in Chile in order to so-called maintain order over the people. Well, this kind of show that Barrio Nuevo is putting on is a show that will benefit grassroots organizations directly on the ground and in Chile, in the affected regions, in order to help them reconstruct their society and not to benefit the rich who want to speculate and capitalize on people's misery. So again, that show is going to be March 26th at 9 p.m. Covers $10. All the proceeds going to the people. It's going to be at Vida Lounge, 1345 St. Clair Avenue West at Lansdowne. Come check it out. That's Rebel Diaz. Let's check out one more Rebel Diaz track, and then after that, we'll come back with Unknown Misery, representing from here in Toronto. That might be it for the show. This is Radio Basics, people. But yeah, I'm not done yet. So check out this track and we'll be back. So this is If I Can't Dance, Rebel Diaz.
Yo, 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 yo. crazy legs, old school, true school, still crazy fresh. I'm on a chase like Charlie, hope that she call me. Get up and stand up like my name is Bob Marley.
Movimiento, that's the movement. Hear the message, rebel music. Rebel Diaz, in the cypher. Freedom fighter, put the hyper.
If I can't dance, I don't wanna party on revolution.
With the right, better step to the left. Pump your right fist in the air. If you ain't down with the right, better step to the left. Pump your right fist in the air. B-boys and girls, elders and young, everybody just clap your hands. B-boys and girls, elders and young, everybody just clap your hands.
It's a family thing, it's a dance today. So train up, bust up, step away.
Family thing. Let's get it,
come on,
let's get it.
It's a family thing, it's a dance today. So train up.
Radio Basics, we're back, and that was If I Can Dance, man, by Rebel Diaz. I like that track, man. It got like a funky kind of feel, Latin grooves, good hip-hop influence. That's Rebel Diaz, as I said a little earlier in the show. If you've been with us, they're going to be up here in Toronto for a Chile benefit concert for the earthquake that happened recently. They're going to be playing with some local artists, La Bamba, Unknown Misery, DJ Alemán. The event is being put on by Barrio Nuevo. It's going to be on Friday, March 26th at 9 p.m. It's going to be $10. It's going to be held at Vita Lounge, 1345 Sinclair Avenue West. And we'll post all that information to our website, so check us out. It's basicsnews.ca. And if you don't already know, Radio Basics is the radio wing of Basics Free Community Newsletter. It's a working-class, pro-people newspaper distributed across Toronto in many neighborhoods. If you aren't already getting a copy of that newspaper at your door, give us a shout. I'm here in the studio. I'll be here in the studio for a little while longer. 416-736-5656. You can drop us an email. Check us out at our website, basicsnews.ca. Email us, basics.canada@gmail.com. We are news for the people. The way we work, basically, is we take the news from the people, right? Through people who write stories for us, people who come here on the radio show. We're based in working class communities in Toronto. We put that together in the form of this radio show, in the form of our newspaper, in the form of the content on our website, and then we bring it back from the people to the people. That's our motto. Check us out. We've been discussing privatization of or pending privatization or the continuing privatization of energy in Ontario and what that means for consumers, for working class people. We're going to be paying hydro bills that are going to be double of what they currently are. And earlier in the show, we talked with Espinal Group about the police harassment of youth in the community, especially in response to the recent community organizing that youth in Espinal have been doing over the last little while. So, I mean, we can't do this on corporate radio. You ain't going to hear this kind of stuff on Flow 93.5 or Q107 or whatever, this, or even CBC Radio. You're not going to hear this kind of stuff. This is community radio controlled by the people. It's produced for the people. This is why we can say what we say and do what we do. So check us out. Support CHRY 105.5 and support Basics. basicsnews.ca. If you want a transcript, audio transcript of this radio show, you can download it later tonight after I post it. Next track up, we got Unknown Misery. He'll also be performing at the benefit concert on March 26th. This track is called Pump Your Fist, Unknown Misery, representing Toronto. Check it out. Radio Basics, we may or may not be back. It's approaching 9 o'clock. Next up, we got Every Day I Have the Blues. But if we have a chance, I'll holler at you, Toronto. If not, have a good night. All power to the people.
Up and wave them like this. Say power to the people and clench your fist. Now raise your middle finger up and say fuck the piss. Make an L with your hand and keep it up in the sky. Spread love from your hearts through the earth you reside. Now everybody in the place to be, raise both your fists up and scream, let's get free. Put your ones up, come on, let me see them. One people, one cause, man, let me feel it. Pump, pump your fists in the sky like this. Point at the satellite, tell them to suck this hit. We gon' kill them with the sound and get wild in the crowd. Now stop. Go. Get buck like your adrenaline rush. 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 I got the count, could've bounced in that Bengali swagger. What a chicken flow, these other gimmicks don't match up. If you need that real hip-hop, say hell yeah. If you know hip-hop ain't dead, say hell no. Like that, and like this, and up. Real MCs take the mic back, listen up. Energy shines, I don't need to glisten up. Keep your chains, your rims, and your stolen styles. You sound like your favorite rapper, so you famous now. Riding in your Beamer, grinding like a diva. I'ma be puffin' reaper, bumpin' this through my speaker. I rebel till I die, I don't follow leaders. Pump, pump your fists in the sky like this. Point at the satellite, tell them to suck this hit. We gon' kill them with the sound, get wild in the crowd, now stop. Get fucked like your adrenaline rush. 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 Cameras watching like God over confidence. Big brother knows the privacy under caution. Terrorize the beat, spitting heat till you frostbit. Pump your fists like this up in the mosh pit. Wild out like you lost it. Pour out a little liquor if you really got it. Roll the weed, get the lighter from your pocket. Say please, put your fingers in the air. If you got love for the music, then keep them right there. Bounce to the sounds on the underground. Two turntables, a DJ, and a mic. Spray cans, spray while the breakers get hyped. Pump your fists in the sky all night. Pump, pump your fists in the sky like this. Boy, at the satellite, tell them to suck this hit. We gon' kill them with the sound and get wild in the crowd. Now stop. Get fucked like your adrenaline rush. 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 Wild out on the DJ in front of your.